Get a job. It is Jobs Wednesday, and we're so pleased to be joined, as we are every week, with the folks from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And Crystal Vollmer is here right now. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Shannon. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah, this is the first time we've spoken since the calendar turned 2021. Earlier this morning, and you may not have been listening at that point, but we had ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan joining us talking about the new face of the unemployed, how a new report out from AARP says that for those who have been affected by job losses during the pandemic, apparently the impact on older workers, especially older women, is very profound this time around, that on average a third of the workforce is age 50 or older, but once displaced, older workers take twice as long to find a new job as younger workers. So in talking about that, one of the aspects he mentioned was the importance of increased networking, reaching out to your contacts to find those job opportunities and to work hard to get them. Is that what you see as well in some of your people that you help, your clients?
Well, I would somewhat agree to that. We've noticed at the Workforce Center that the population that he's referencing can get even higher into the 60s and 70s. And we're even helping some participants that are in their 80s. That need that part-time job or full-time job that is no longer there. So yes, I would agree to that. However, that is why we have instituted the upskill training program. Again, that's free to anyone. You do not have to be a participant at the Workforce Center. It's for our entire community. It is online. We'll help you increase and excel different skills that you may have. So it's free online training. Another thing that we have at the Workforce Center that can help folks is basic computer skills. Because with lots of industries transitioning online and with health issues that may complicate working in the public, it is a great idea to get some of those types of skills so that you can work from the comfort of your home or have less customer interaction. However, I do see employers willing to accommodate folks and hire individuals that have may not have such a high level of technical skill, but they have great customer service, they're reliable. So I would, if I were in this category, I would kind of put some of those negative connotations out of my head and then focus on what I do have. So I'm dependable. You know, I'm going to show up. And then I have a great skill set for maybe a former career that I could capitalize on. So that's right.
Having been trained once before, maybe easier to train, because people are open to those training opportunities. Let's talk about some of the industries that are hiring and some of the specific jobs that are out there. You always bring us such great information every week. So what's out there right now, Crystal?
Well, definitely it is, still around the healthcare supporting positions. A lot of these are office work, with your healthcare companies, not necessarily the healthcare institutions. Again, we have some financial positions. One thing I did want to highlight today is that our retail industry is starting to crank up again. Home Depot, by the way, in our city has more than 15 jobs in a variety of different positions. Not just customer service, but asset management, and they're at multiple stores for them. So one I wanted to highlight was just a customer service sales associate position. You can find more details about this on our Connecting Colorado at 875-0935. Again, that's 875-0935. And Jenna, I also wanted to highlight today that we do have some virtual hiring events. One that is today, and that is online from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that is for ServiceSource. Now, ServiceSource is looking for individuals with documented disabilities to join their dining facility attendant team on a military installation. They've been with us many times. You can go online and find out all the details and then get connected through Connecting Colorado and sign up for that and meet them online starting at 10 o'clock. And then next Wednesday, we have PCSI. They will be with us for our virtual hiring event as well. They'll be looking for grounds maintenance workers and custodial positions. Their starting pay is $14.50 an hour, and they actively recruit folks also with different disabilities. However, they are committed to job growth and career development for their workforce and encourage continued education. So those are two virtual hiring events that we have today and then next Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good. So people can find out more about the services offered and these job events by going where?
PPWFC.org.
Fantastic. Crystal Vollmer bringing us Jobs Wednesday. We hope out there people are getting psyched up about their current jobs or maybe thinking something different is on the horizon. And you can always turn to PPWFC.org for advice and suggestions. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you, Santa. Have a great day.